Shalom, brethren. Today is Friday, the 5th of August, 2022. We are now in the Hebrew month called Av, which is the month of the Father. Hallelujah. Another word for Father in Hebrew is Av, though it is said that Av is more of Aramaic language than Hebrew. The right word in Hebrew is Abba. Hallelujah. Now, I just thought I should do another quick audio just to say that with regards to having the baby girl we have, just for many people who might be wondering, this is the very first girl that we have in the family. We have three boys and now a girl. Last year, we were getting on with our lives and, you know, in our minds, we're not having any more children. Now, the Lord made us understand that He doesn't want His people to have contraceptions or use contraceptions in their bodies. And I obeyed the Lord by taking the one I had out. Now, around that time of year, the Lord spoke through someone to us saying that He wishes for us to have another child. And we resisted. We said, but as far as we are concerned, we are done. You know, we are done. This was before we had understanding of Yah's will, that how the Yah does His things, that, you know, He gives a certain number of children to each family. What we did was we just continued praying about what we had and we waited on Yah. And then he started speaking to us directly, and He made us understand that it was His will to have another child, and the child would be a girl. And we felt it was too much for us because, you know, we see what the times are like. It was scary, and we were like, why would the Lord allow such a thing to happen in this time of, you know, existence of the world, you know, with all this COVID-19 stuff? But anyway, we obeyed Yah, and we did as He pleased. And we're so happy. We really thank Yah for the blessing. He knows best. I can't go into so much detail as to why we are pleased with the fact that we obeyed Yah. All I can say is that He had a plan. He set it out, and our job was to obey it. And if we didn't obey it, we would be the ones suffering now. He knew why He wanted us to have a girl. And that girl has come as a great blessing to us. We are so grateful to Yah for sending her through us. So, yes, this season, this end time season, since Trump left office, is not the best time to have a baby. But, or should I say, since COVID-19 came into existence, is not the best time to have a baby. But if the Lord here is saying that this is His will, we must obey and trust Him to do as He pleases, because He has His reasons for everything. And our job is to just, you know, submit to His will. After all, He is our Creator, and therefore He has the final say over our lives. Hallelujah. He will take care of us the best He can. Our job is to submit to His will, live in accordance with His will on a daily basis. Hallelujah. It's not easy, but at the same time, it's easy. We just have to spend precious time in His presence, listening to Him by reading His word and praying, singing praises and worship to Him in the Holy Spirit, in the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. So this is the will of Yah for our family, and we praise Yah because He has He has brought joy into our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. So I just wanted to testify a little bit about that and to make everyone understand that Yah has plans for us that will bring us prosperity and not disaster. And we should always seek to know what His plan is for us so that we can act in accordance with His will. Hallelujah. So I'll stop here for now. If I have anything else to say about this, I'll share another time. Shalom.